Are you ready?
Let me introduce you to this guy.
Yeah. My next guest,
Huddy D. Presents.
It's our favourite time of the show where we bring in Sam Weatherington, who's our daily fake news update correspondent.
Thanks for presenting me, Paddy D. In Australian news, Shorten criticises Albanese for immediately backflipping instead of normal, gradual backflipping.
Interesting stuff there. Sydney University colleges rush to offer misogynistic schoolboys full scholarships.
In sports, online bookies are now offering bonus bets back if your horse ends up in an abattoir within a week.
It's a bit dark there. And in entertainment, Kanye West scrambling to get sample clearance from God ahead of Jesus Is King release.
And as always, if you're not near a window,
the weather outside is weather.
Thanks for joining me, Sam Weatherington. We'll see you tomorrow for another daily fake news update. I reviewed a show so you don't have to. Today, we went across to Stan and we watched White Famous. Ugh, you're going to be glad you didn't see one. Here's a little snippet of what White Famous is all about.
What you want?
Get your beautiful black butt cheeks to Century City for a meeting.
I do comedy, sir.
I make room full of people laugh.
I'm Floyd Mooney. Thank you so much.
Yeah, small rooms and small depressing clubs east of the 10, south of Crenshaw.
You obviously need a career boost.
It's Floyd Mooney. He's a misogynistic arsehole. Ooh. It's an outdated approach to storytelling. It makes this show seem like a pre-Me Too cautionary tale. The lead character is a young black comedian by the name of Floyd Mooney, and he's trying to become white famous, whatever that means. No idea what that means, to be honest. The show starts out with an ego-filled lead getting out of bed with some random white girl. I don't know what the hell that means either. That should tell you exactly what you need to know about the show. An egotistical anti-hero. I think we're sick of egotistical anti-heroes, aren't we?
That is correct.
Anyway, lazily scripted and kind of pointless, White Famous, you get 1.5 out of 5 stars. And I did you a service. I watched that so you don't have to. It's the time of the day where we go to our wholesome news. Now today, Christian Moore takes the cake. He's a young boy from America who saw a little autistic kid crying, and he decided to walk up on his first day of school and hold his hand. It's a wonderful story of friendship. Christian Moore and this little kid were unlikely friends on the first day of school, after which a photo was taken which went viral all around the world. He's a kid with a big heart. And the first day of school started off just right. I wanted to figure out what you all think I look like. Now, it's a radio show, so obviously you don't get to see my face. You just get to hear my voice. So I put the call out, and I put it out a few times now. And I wanted to figure out what you think I look like, purely because I wanted to get a police sketch artist in to do a little sketch of what that description may be. And then we were going to compare the two. Now, Michael's rung up. Michael, what do you think that I look like?
Going off your voice, I'm going to say your slender build, slight frame. Keep talking for me.
Yep, okay. Slender build and slight frame.
Let's say it's a slight of frame. I'm going to say you've got fair hair.
Yep. What colour is it?
I'd say ash blonde. Like you were fair, but you've gone darker in colour with your hair.
Oh.
Not by a choice of yours. It's just happened over time. I'm going to brown eyes. What's your nose look like? You know what? I actually think you're a forward thinking kind of guy. You know what you want. Yeah, I think you've got a prominent nose.
Yeah, prominent. Okay.
You've got a good strong nose. Your jawline not as strong, but your nose is strong.
Do I have a beard or not?
You know what? Yeah. You've got like not a full beard, but like a 5 o'clock shadow. You know, just a bit of stubble, just a bit of designer stubble.
Yeah.
You're looking pretty good in my head right now. I don't know if I'm modelling off myself.
Are you a good-looking man, are you, Michael?
Yeah, I think you and me, we are good-looking guys, definitely.
As a radio presenter, normally we're faceless. It's just all about our voices. So I asked 9805667, what do you think I look like. And I got Michael. He said I had like wispy hair. I had a prominent nose. And I've actually got somebody else on the line. His name's Joel. Joel, what do you think I look like?
I reckon that you definitely have dark, brunettish hair. I'm going to say that maybe you're a little bit short-sighted, so maybe you've got some glasses.
Yeah.
And I reckon you sound like you have some facial hair as well. So I reckon there's, I don't know if it's a fully developed beard or if it's just, you know, you're trying really hard to have facial hair.
Yeah.
But there's definitely something there. I'm going to say a bit of a round nose.
Round nose, okay.
Yeah. Small ears. Short. It's going to be shortish hair.
Shortish.
But well maintained.
Okay, so well groomed.
Yeah, well groomed.
So I'm getting from that I'm. How tall do you reckon I am?
How tall? Can you give me some sound effects with your voice?
So the mic is about face level right now, and I'm just going to move it so that it's below my chin, and maybe that'll give you an idea of how tall I am.
Cool.
Okay, so now it's below my chin.
Okay.
It's below my chin right now.
Right, I'm going to say that you're probably just a bit over 6'1".
Wow, yeah, there you go. Love it. So you reckon that I've got short hair and it's like dark brunettish?
No, I'm going to change. I reckon you've kind of got, it's probably a bit longer actually, longer brunettish hair.
Okay.
You've got glasses,
yeah.
Got a nice round nose, small ears. And you've got some form of facial hair, which you're trying to, you know, you're really trying with the facial hair, but okay. it's good, yeah.
I think we've nailed it. I think Joel's hit it on the head. Joel, thank you so much. We're going to send that to our sketch artist, and tomorrow around the same time, we're going to have a sketch to see exactly what I may look like.
What is pop culture?
How the hell I know?
Pop culture is a universal language.
Huh, okay. This guy knows what he's talking about.
Paddy D is on the pulse. All right.
Yes, I'm on the pulse, and I'm here to give you some quizzes. Now, everybody's favourite, MasterChefs. Do you know what's happened to them?
George!
I might.
You might? Well, I'll quiz you right now. Matt Preston and Gary Megan are set to make a welcome return to TV in 2020. Apparently they have a new show called Place of Origin with Manu Fieldel, that other guy.
Manu. That's a very clever name.
Yeah. So it's called Place of Origin and it doesn't feature George Columbaris.
George!
Greg, you're used to being a third wheel.
Who's the third wheel in that situation?
The George.
Isn't he the fourth wheel? There's already three of them. Do your math properly.
Yeah, true.
Daddy?
Well, I'm not good at maths.
Well, I am. This is a fight you couldn't win.
What are your thoughts on this new pairing with Manu?
Well, I mean, it also means that Pete Evans looks like he's gotten the flick as well. Because he was Manu's partner on My Kitchen Rules.
Was he? All that paleo stuff got to his head.
They've got a little assortment of judges from other shows and whacked them together.
They've just taken all the celebrity chef judges from two different shows that haven't gotten into a lot of trouble in the last couple of years and gone, you guys are still safe, have a show.
Yep.
Millie, do you watch cooking shows?
Oh, I watch them, but I never recreate any of the dishes.
No one does.
Does anybody?
Not since the first season of MasterChef where they stopped making Spag Bowl has anyone tried creating anything from that show.
It's exactly why people follow influencers on Instagram. It's that whole, I'm going to do that one day.
You could do it, but you're never going to actually make a croque and bouche. No one's going
to
do that.
I tried to make a jus. Do you know what a jus is?
No!
Oh, yeah, sauce. Yeah,
you think you sauce. Tried. You didn't, Patty. You
fantastic.
Don't know.
Yeah, go on.
It's actually really good. In Scrabble.
If you, there you go.
It's a really good Scrabble word. Use
what,
that.
What, jus?
Yeah.
Oh,
how's it spelled?
J-U-S.
J-U-S. It's very
simple. Really good
J-U-S.
Word. That's it. It's great. You get lots of points for it. And it uses up those pesky J's.
We got more entertainment news. So, you know, the Today Show. Carl's out. Carl Stefanovic's out. And the ratings are plummeting.
Yeah. Oh, they're terrible.
It's not
so
great.
What they're thinking is bringing Andy Lee from Hamish and Andy. And Andy Lee being the new Carl Stefanovic. You're more of an Andy rather than a Hamish. What are your thoughts?
They're both very, thanks, very buddy. Funny, I must say. So I'm more than happy to be Andy. Would he do it? Do you reckon Andy would agree to it?
I think so. I think he's got a bit of a pep back in his step. So Who knows?
Millie? What do you do morning TV, though? I don't know.
Well, he's definitely got something to prove against Hamish, who had that ratings winner with the Lego series.
And he did get nominated for an actor just recently, so...
So he's got to step up, Andy. It's your
interesting
time.
Thing, isn't it? Greg?
No one remembers that he was doing Talking About Your Generation? No?
What? No?
No, yeah, Andy exactly. Lee was one of the team captains on Talking About Your Generation
exactly.
this
That's
last
why
series.
He's got to step up.
I guess, yeah, maybe his profile needs a bit of a raise. You didn't know that.
What's happening on the show today, folks?
Same as always, no one knows.